thought you would find it interesting to hear this article that I found on the internet from canoe.ca. The headline is Jewish Songwriter Makes It Big in Christian Inspirational Music. The byline, cut line is Washington from the Associated Press. Growing up in suburban New York City, swinging to show tunes and Sinatra, and attending synagogue with her father, Madeline Stone never would have guessed she'd wind up in Nashville as a leading writer of Christian music. Quote, "It feels kind of strange that's where my music has been able to be performed in abundance," Stone said. "I see myself as being a Jewish girl who writes inspirational song, not a Christian writer," unquote. Stone works with some of Christian music's biggest acts, among them CeCe Winans and the group Anointed. One of her songs, It's in God's Hands Now, won one of Christian music's top awards, a Dove. The torchy ballad, a woman's lament that she's done all she can for her relationship with her man and must leave its future up to God, was the best urban music song in that year. Stone received an award as songwriter. Quote, "If anybody had told me I would win a Dove Award, I would have laughed at them," Stone said. "I didn't know Christian singers. I didn't know any of them." Stone was teaching music to children in New York City while writing songs and struggling to make connections in the industry in 1984 when she decided to try Nashville. Her parents had just left Hewitt, Long Island to live in Florida, so there was no family to hold her, and there wasn't much to the pop scene in New York City. She felt the time had come to strike out on her own. Quote, "I only went down here thinking I would do it 6 months or a year," Stone said. "I kept my apartment in New York. I left half my clothes in New York, and here I am." It turned out that her kind of, quote, grand, big, theatrical melodies, unquote, had a niche in the country music capital, a market that finds the style literally inspirational. The catch is that it has to be a Christian inspiration. For a woman who observes the Jewish holidays, this took some getting used to. Quote, "I struggled with the whole concept," Stone said. "I could never see myself writing songs that had anything specific to do with Jesus Christ. I'm not knowledgeable about that, nor do I worship that way." Unquote. Instead, she focuses on the feeling and glosses over the theology. Quote, "If a Jewish person sang them, it would be fine too," unquote. Stone keeps to her own musical style, which has produced a ballady feel. Quote, "I think that's my natural way to write," unquote, she said. "I have love for the theater, and I hope someday to write a big hit Broadway show, a smash." When she finds kindred musicians, life is good. Quote, "It's like finding a partner," Stone said. "You could tell a joke and they'd get hysterical, and you could say the same joke to somebody else and they would think you're nuts," unquote. One collaborator is Dodra Crawford Greathouse of Anointed, which sang the award winner. Quote, "Madeline and I are still working together," Greathouse said. "We both like timeless classic songs, those pop ballads with a melody that transcends time," unquote. In music, religious differences don't mean that much, Greathouse said. Quote, "As a Christian writer, I don't just sing about my relationship with God. I talk about my experiences and how I rely on God to get through them," Greathouse said. "If I want to write a hymn or a praise to Jesus Christ, I might not co-write with Madeline." Another Christian music star, CeCe Winans, finds herself in a similar situation with Stone. Quote, "She knows who I am and what I believe in," Winans said. "We write music that touches the heart, no matter who you are. But it helps that they share an affection for orchestration." Quote, "Madeline writes on Broadway," Winans says. "You get the full production." And when I handed this out to my congregation, I wrote on the top, on the Xerox, "Another reason why we only sing the Psalms."